It was a quintessential church festival last weekend in Dykesville, complete with a cover band, Booyah, and this being Southern Door County, traditional Belgian trip, expertly grilled by Lee Cornett.
It's like a brat, but it's got cabbage and nutmeg in it. They're fabulous. They're absolutely fabulous. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yes, they are.
The best food on the face of the earth, right here.
State Senator Frank Lissay was working the crowds. He says he wouldn't be running for Congress if Reed Ribble was going to run again.
I think that I'm more conservative than Reed Ribble is. I won't go squishy in Washington. I'm a rock-solid conservative. I'll work on these issues. I will not vote to increase our federal debt ceiling. I'll not vote to increase our federal spending, period.
Lissay says he's also concerned about regulations and border security. But behind the grill, Cornett says he's leaning toward another candidate, Mike Gallagher.
Well, because he's not a career politician, and I'm getting sick of career politicians at all levels.
At a Green Bay coffee shop, Gallagher hints at what has become an issue in the race.
I live right next door. I own a condo here downtown, so I'm happy to prove it and show it to anyone who would want to make that an issue.
Newspaper articles have questioned whether or not Frank Lissay actually lives near De Pere in the district or in Racine. A super PAC supporting Gallagher has sent mailers saying Lissay lies about Racine residency. But Gallagher says he's focused on how America has abandoned global leadership and that the economy is deteriorating. He also served two tours with the Marines in Iraq, the last in 2008.
And I returned to Iraq about a year ago in a civilian capacity, and now the town that I deployed to, Al Qaim on the Syrian border, is under ISIS control. That's how far we've fallen in just 7 years, because we flushed all our hard-won gains down the drain.
Gallagher has Ribble's endorsement. He's also raised nearly $1 million compared to Lissay's $300,000. The third candidate, Terry McNulty, has raised just $7,000. McNulty is the village president of Forestville.
We have got to have a budget. You have got to have a plan what you want to do in your term. And Congress is only a two-year term. So I love the idea of biannual budgets just like we have here in the state of Wisconsin. But you also have to have a plan to retire debt. You know, just a balanced budget doesn't address the debt problem.
And he's touting his roots in Southern Door County.
Nobody has to really worry about where this guy's from. I was born in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. I graduated Southern Door High School.
As to the residency issue, a UWGB political scientist, David Helpap, says even if the rumors aren't true, they can still hurt Lissay.
I mean, even if it's not the case, perception tends to be reality. So if you can say, well, you know, he doesn't actually live here, so how can he represent your interests? If he doesn't spend time in Northeast Wisconsin, then how can he represent your interest? It's a great point.
Back at the church picnic, Lissay addresses the issue himself.
I live in the district, and my wife and I, because it's our second marriage, her kids go to school in Racine, my kids go to school in De Pere. It works for us. It's difficult. We spend a lot of time on the road, but we make it work. I serve the people of my district, and I would serve the people in Congress.
But on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, it's understandable that many people aren't quite tuned in to Tuesday's primary.
No, I'm good. I'm not really into the whole election thing right now.
I can understand that. Thanks.
Yep.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.